Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown.
He'll welcome say, to our show. Married,
we'll say, no, man.
Welcome, welcome to the Let's Create a Better World. That was Johnny Mathis calling on his song with Walking in the Winter Wonderland. We're going to talk about that today with a great guest, Dr. Sarah Larson. We're going to talk about Christmas and how, what you need to look out for, the bad, everything. There's so many facets to Christmas, to prepare, to the food you eat, the way you eat, the exercise you do, everything. We're going to today. I'm Bobby Elias. Our show is Let's Create a Better World. Our second theme is healthy aging. And let me introduce our first guest, our one and only guest today, which she's been a co-host, a great guest. Her name is Dr. Sarah Larson. She's a doctor, medical doctor, with as a medical intuitive also, spiritual counselor, third generation palm reader, totally into holistic health and aging. Welcome to the show, Dr. Sarah.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here, Bobby. And I think this is one of the most important things that we can cover, and a skill set on how to get through the holidays and maintain this beautiful environment of being healthy and taking care of ourselves while being kind and loving to our loved ones.
Great, thank you. Yes, we're going to be going more into the holidays, the food we eat, exercise, the weight loss, drinking, depression, et cetera, not just with this show, but off and on over the next few weeks. It is the holidays, and I realize that the Christmas song, and we're talking about not just Christmas, Thanksgiving. I couldn't find a song for Thanksgiving, so we used that. We'll be using more great Christmas songs over the next few weeks until right after the New Year's. So, Dr. Sarah, let's start out by giving people an introduction to the fact that it's just more into what really goes into Christmas and why it can be a good thing and a bad thing and how they can live. Go right ahead, Dr. Sarah.
Oh, you know, I'm so, it's one of the most amazing times of the year. It's at the end of the year, Thanksgiving and Christmas, we go through an influx of emotions. We experience so much. And today, so we're really going to be talking about how to weather the storm that sometimes the holiday can bring, whether it's an emotional storm or with the physical stress of having to go out, connecting with family, or it's the emotional things, whether you have a big family or whether you're by yourself. This time of year brings up so much for all of us. And it's one of those times that we can really get in and start using all the things that we've learned all year long. We can start assessing all the things that we're doing right to bring into the following year. Look at the areas of what we learned. And I think one of my husband right now is in Norway, and the last time he was there, he has lost 20 pounds since he went, the last time he went to go visit Norway and his family in Norway. And they're all asking him questions around, you know, what are you doing? You look great. How is this going? How did you do it? And he said, you know, I knew at some point in my life when I was conscious enough, aware enough, my bad eating habits would just fall away as a natural process of my awakening, my natural process of really caring. And his personal motto, and our motto is, we have two different ones. How is life calling me to serve? And be strong to be useful. And he found that the food that he was eating last year, before the last trip to Norway, he wasn't being strong in his eating to be useful. And life was calling him to serve by example and also to make himself as strong as possible. The weather in Norway is much like in Canada, and it's very cold there. He was in New Jersey, and it was like 32 degrees, and he said there was a wind chill factor of like 9 degrees below that, and he was just grateful that he was not eating processed foods and not on sugars. So the carbs that we get out of a lot of boxes and a lot of the foods that we eat, because he was able to fight off any germs that he might have picked up on the plane, or the cold going from, it was 72 degrees when he left California into 32 with, you know, a chill factor of 9 degrees below that. And so this is what I really want everyone that's listening. I want you who's listening to be able to start asking yourself, or kind of talking to yourself in a manner that says, how can I be strong to be useful to myself and to those around me during the holiday season if sugar or if some of the foods affect your mood? Then when you're with your family, you're not being your loving, playful, happy self if there's a stress response from having too much sugar or your blood sugar dropping too quickly. And then if you're in pain, so many of us wind up in pain because we bring in foods that normally don't we don't eat all year long. And these foods wind up causing pains like arthritis. They wind up causing headaches. They make it harder for us to breathe. And then we're around all of our family or shopping for our family, and we're uncomfortable. And so today we'll talk about some of the foods that you can add in to your traditional holiday foods that will help everyone be rested, their immune system built, and sort of cause a decrease in inflammation in your body. One of those foods is ginger. And ginger is, it's within reach in every kitchen. It's something that I will add to all of my warm drinks that I serve over the holidays. I also add a lot of it into some of the stuffings. I will use it to marinate some of the thicker lettuces and kales and the darker greens. When I'm soaking them in oil, I will also throw in some ginger. I also love a lot of the Chinese herbs, and a lot of them wind up being able to reduce pain. And it's one of those things that have been used for a long time. Some of turmeric will help. I love using beets in as much of the holiday food as I can possibly, anything that I can add beets to, because they're a great blood cleanser, and they wind up being, they add color and a burst of flavor. And so I'll get a lot of beets, and I will bake them in the oven, and I'll add them to a lot of the things that I'm cooking. I also make sure during this time of the year that I have plenty of the omega oils around, which is such a beautiful thing for our brain, for our nervous system. It helps just overall lubricate our joints, and it has been shown to just make us us emotionally more stable to have fish oils, because that's what a lot of the neuropeptides that we need are made out of as well.
That's correct. Very good. Yes, Dr. Sarah, I wanted to talk about another issue and get my comments and then get your thoughts. People eat too much and at the table during Thanksgiving, during Christmas, because there's so much great food out there. Well, this is the way they're thinking and they're saying. And it's just the way they do it. And people gain so much weight. What I see is that, number one, people have to learn to have smaller meals because your stomach is only so big. And Americans are really bad about that. And I'll get into Europe in a minute because I know that your husband was in Europe. And I had a long talk with him the other day about his trip to Europe and the difference between Europe and here as far as a lot of things, the way of health, body, mind, spirit. But let's get back to this. People sit there and eat. It's just so much of a wonderful food and delicious, and they spend so much time to prepare it and go into a big thing about it. So that's a major problem. And, of course, a lot of times they're eating too much of the wrong things, and they're getting sick, and they gain weight. I'd like to get your thoughts on that subject matter, please.
You know, it's that time of year that we travel long distances, we use food to comfort ourselves. We stay in and watch a great deal of television or reminisce, get very nostalgic around this time of year. And it is a time that we tend to reach for a lot of food. One of the traditions that we've put together, there's one of two things that we've done over the past few years. If I'm in New Orleans with my family, when I was younger, in my 20s, and we would go visit, we'd have this huge spread, and it would take days, really, literally days for us to put it together, and then days and days for us to eat afterwards. One of the things that we did is, one, we would have a movie that we would go see as a family so that we would have sort of a cutoff time to where we could be, so to speak, stuffing our faces. We'd pick out a movie that we really, really wanted to see. We would set dinner time a few hours before the movie. My parents, my brothers and sisters, and all of our families are now really about wanting all of us to live as long as we can, as healthy as we can, especially watching some of our grandparents suffer in food-related illnesses like blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, not being able to move based on their eating habits. And so we've gotten really good about, on the holidays, we'll have a begin time and a cutoff time that allows us to only eat for a certain amount of time. Then we also donate the food. We find a place that we can wind up taking the holiday food so we're not putting into our refrigerator and into our system a lot of sugary, sweet, rich food for a long period of time. We limit the holiday now to the holiday. And those are the two ways in which we really make sure that no matter what we've prepared, we wind up only eating a certain amount and getting, and I think each family can start a family tradition of some sort that will allow them to only eat for a certain period of time, have a cutoff point, and then donate the excessive food that is prepared beautifully to those that are in need. The other part of this is there are so many healthy alternative recipes available now, and my Facebook page has many of them listed. They are so rich in flavor, they're tasty, and there's stuff that actually you get healthier for eating. You build your immune system. You build your neuronal connections. You build your brain strength based on eating these foods rather than diminishing what we're putting into our body has to process. And either the foods are building us up, they're neutral, or they're really, really harmful. And so up until the holidays, if you begin eating foods that are neutral, and when you're not at the gatherings and parties, eating foods that are beneficial and neutral in between those times, then you're really letting yourself, during the times that you eat with the family, become a healthy processing station for some of not-so-healthy foods. And so to think of it more and to think of yourself more like moment to moment, making the choices that when you're able to, that really benefit you and benefit the, and kind of imagining yourself as a processing station to build strength in your body, maintain your stability, or really at some level doing harm. And so you balance yourself out when you've done some of the harmful foods. Say you've had 3 pieces of pumpkin pie, and normally you don't have pumpkin pie, and all of a sudden there was pumpkin pie, and you couldn't stop yourself. Well, instead of saying, gosh, I've now had 3 pieces, I might as well go ahead and indulge in the rest, you wind up saying, well, what are some of the foods that would balance this? And instead of getting a second helping of, say, stuffing, going for more salad at the next party, and really enjoying the holidays as kind of a journey that you're on, and to really look at foods as either helpful, neutral, or harmful.
Good, good, excellent. For those coming in a little late, I'm Bobby Elias. The show is Let's Create a Better World. And we're talking about the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and how people are affected by that in so many different ways. And Dr. Sarah Larson is a medical intuitive. She's a life coach, psychic life coach. There's so many things that involve 3 or 4 major spiritual centers in many ways. You do a lot of great work, and you're not only a spiritual person, Dr. Sarah, but you're a person strongly believing in love. And that's what we need. We need more of love in the Christmas. We need people to really not just give each other great greetings and say and the loves and the hugs, but actually follow through. And not just Christmas, but all year round. But I'd like to talk about the fact that we're finishing up the subject of food. We talked about the problems and the foods they eat. What about going shopping and foods to have and the genetically engineered problem that people have and what kind of stores they can go to? Would you get into that, please?
Thank you for that feedback on. I have a beautiful community. I have a whole set of clients that have become friends, and we truly, truly love to support each other. And when we find something beautiful, we wind up sharing it with each other. A beautiful, Gary Knoll, all of his products that wind up being so helpful, all of the work that you're doing, and we share with one another so openly what's going on. And a lot of us remember the movie Insider or the book that talked about the tobacco industry that lied about their knowledge of the ingredients in cigarettes that are highly addictive, and that the insider blew the whistle and told the truth and exposed a lot of what was going on. And it just so happens that we're finding a lot of the manufacturers in the food industry, a lot of the manufacturers of pharmaceuticals are basically taking the same role that the tobacco industry did. Since the 1950s, there have been so many food preservatives, so many additives that have been added to our foods that are so toxic, and they make us addicted to the food And what's amazing is the food preservatives, unless you know that you've made your food from scratch, there is going to be some food preservatives in your food. And manufacturers add them to keep them fresh until they're eaten, but they're also antibiotics to keep and antimicrobials that are added to the meat. They suppress the reaction that occurs when food is combined with oxygen, and it keeps it from becoming discolored. There are so many compounds that our body is not designed to eat or process that wind up being deposited in the joints, deposited in our skin, deposited in our eyes and brain. And those become really disease causing, and they wind up being really, really damaging to the organs that we need and use the most. Some of the sulfite preservatives, and this is just a quick list, like sulfur dioxide, sodium sulfite, sodium bisulfite, potassium bisulfite, sodium metabisulfite, and potassium metabisulfite, and nitrates. These preservatives wind up being so damaging. You find them in baked foods. You find them in a lot of the flours, sweeteners, and sugars are just amazing. One-third of our population is considered obese, and most of, one in three children by 2020, by some accounts, will be diagnosable as more, obese, 30% more body weight than they can, their body is meant to have. And the normal is usually a range. So it's the higher end, 30% more than the higher end. In the 1915, the national annual average for sugar consumption was 15 to 20 pounds per person. Today, the average person consumes their body weight, their weight in sugar. And sugar is linked to hypoglycemia, diabetes, heart disease, chronic tiredness. And sugar creates a cycle of craving and binging that's so highly addictive. And when you think of sugars, look at the back of the package and look at the words carb. In our body, everything turns either into a carb, into a protein, or into a fat. If the carb or sugar is not used immediately, it gets turned into fat. And everything else, protein or fat. And excessive sugar, excessive carbohydrates mess up our normal fat processing in the body and wind up causing a fatty liver, which then causes an increase. The liver is the processing station for everything that comes into the body. And if there's a lot of fat in the liver, it's not able to shield us or break down the foods and the nutrients that we need in a way that's effective. And so then we wind up craving food. And again, if we're eating those highly addictive foods with these preservatives in them that are designed for us to crave them more inside the fatty liver, more of that component is getting into our body. We're craving more, binging more, addicted more. And sugar has been shown to be more addictive than heroin and as addictive as cocaine. And when you think about that, day after day, it suppresses our immune system and contributes to viral and bacterial infections. And there's a mineral imbalance because our liver is now turning into fatty, and it messes with our absorption of calcium and magnesium, and then we're not able to sleep as well, so we have hyperactivity and anxiety, and we have difficulty concentrating. All of the too much sugar, all of the too much processed foods, all of the too much carbs in the fatty liver lead to over-acidity in the body as well. And that over-acidity contributes to osteoporosis, it contributes to yeast and tooth decay and cancer and premature aging. And so that's, we've found too much protein, you won't have a raise in the bad cholesterol. Too much fats from like avocados or plant fats, nut fats, won't lead to a raise in the bad cholesterol, the LDLs. But too much carbs and too much sugar will lead to an elevation of low-density lipoproteins. The shorthand for that is LDL, low-density lipoproteins, which increases the plaque that occurs in our arteries. So atherosclerosis, that contributes to heart disease. Not so much once you have too much sugar, you get the fatty liver, too much carbs, not enough of the nutrients are absorbed, and that leads to cholesterol, the unhealthy cholesterol, the LDL, and that leads to the blood not pumping fast enough to the areas that are needed, like to the smaller, the vessels in your fingers or the vessels in your heart are really, really tiny blood vessels, and that leads to heart disease or that leads to pain at the extremities. We also get a lot of constipation and irritable bowel conditions because we're not able to cleanse the foods based on the fatty livers.
That's beautiful. Well said. I want to reintroduce you again, Dr. Sarah. I'm speaking to Dr. Sarah Larson, who is also a co-host on this show at times and a guest on this show, and wonderful information. And I remember, Dr. Sarah, we sat down and we talked about aging, and we came up with the word healthy aging. And for our listeners to know, the name of the show is Let's Create a Better World, but we're doing more and more on aging, healthy aging. Gary Noll wants to have a show of this type to talk about it, and I'm blessed to have Dr. Sarah Larson, who's got so much information on it. But I'm going to continue for a minute here, Dr. Sarah. The healthy aging, we didn't want to use the word anti-aging because it's a negative word, anti. We don't use that because in our talks about the wordage we use and the way we think, we don't want to add energy to a bad word, such as anti-anything. But I want to move the subject down to finish up with the eating process and the food. One of the things I notice when I'm around people is just about everywhere that they're eating, people eat too fast. I saw a guy yesterday buy a huge plate, big plate, and I was talking to him briefly, and I walked away, and in about 7 minutes, I came back, the plate was empty. And I pointed out to him, and he agreed with me, of course, but I've done this so many times, and people continue to do it. I'll even stop them in the first 2 or 3 minutes. And of course, I'll get people that are friends or family. I just can't go to anyone. You can be careful, I might get socked. But I tell them that you have to chew your food, they say, 30 or 40 times. But if you do at least 20 times and chew well, it'll be better for you. This helps your digestion, your intestines, your whole system of eating, your immune system completely. And if you eat too fast, the food's not going to digest right. It's going to cause chaos in your whole system, and that's good for you. It's very bad for you. I'd like to get your thoughts on eating slower, chewing your food, and anything else along those lines.
And so it comes to, you know, digestion begins in the mouth. When you're in med school in India, and I actually went to schooling where we dissected the human body for 2 years. We followed the nerves, and we followed the digestive tract. every day, 2 hours a day in anatomy, and we would look at the organs as we were dissecting them and learning about them, 2 hours a day to understand how the body works, not just when diseased, but when it's really strong. And that's one of the differences between med schools in this country versus the med school that I went to. And what we learned was all good digestion begins in the mouth. And when you're chewing food, there are signals that are sent through the bloodstream to the digestive tract. When you're breaking food down, if you imagine yourself chewing the food and a whole subset, a set of little announcements are going on in the body saying, oh, here comes this, here comes this. And it turns on the enzymes and the digestive foods, the digestive processes for the foods down below. So if you're chewing spinach in your mouth, there is a binder that takes the iron and makes sure it doesn't get depleted or broken down. If you're chewing that in the mouth, then the stomach, the lining of the stomach gets the signal from your mouth and releases some of the binders that will keep some of the minerals and the nutrients from being processed and digested. You chew, your stomach is now making and able to know this is what's coming in through the digestive tract. It moves into your mouth, down through a long tube called the esophagus, into the stomach. And by the time it's reached the stomach, you've got all the binders to tie the food together, or carriers to keep the useful food, the useful vitamins, the useful parts from being digested in the acidity of the stomach. The acidity of the stomach breaks down the food even further, and most of the food is absorbed in the small intestines with these binders. And all of the signaling starts in the mouth. So the importance of chewing food cannot be overemphasized, because it is one of those things that, you know, at an airport, when we're flying into an airport and many, many airplanes are flying in at the same time, there is the tower control coordinates it all so the planes don't crash and they land safely and each of the passengers gets to go where they get to go. Each of our foods is carrying a whole host of passengers that are nutrients. And when we chew, we're ensuring their safe landing and absorption in our body. If we don't eat food slowly, even the best food sometimes will not wind up being processed properly because we didn't send the signals from or receive the signals properly for them to land, and the passengers that each of those food is carrying to arrive at the proper destination. And with that, I want to say, you know, when you go to these holiday parties or when you go out to eat with your friends, start with raw food, primarily raw vegetables, fruits, right, seeds, anything sprouted. These raw plant-based foods have been the staple throughout the vast majority of our history, and it helps activate the raw foods have enzymes, and if we begin with the enzymes signals in our mouth being sent to our digestive tract, the life force of the foods that we're eating assists in digestion and absorption. And we can, if you begin every meal with filling up on raw food first, it will quite often be a deterrent. Or when you do eat the not-so-healthy foods or the neutral foods, after raw foods being highly beneficial, you wind up having the enzymes and the ability to process them right there in that meal, and you'll have less problems and food allergies, and you'll absorb many of the vitamins if you start with the breads. And quite often we start with bread in some of our fancier restaurants here. If you start with those, they shut down the enzymes. They make mucoid plaques. They cause a little bit of leaky gut. And the only way to get rid of them is to eat the raw foods that have the enzymes that really break away the mucoid plaques.
Excellent. This is great. I want to talk about parties, drinking, overindulging, and why. There's actually two subjects. People, you can touch on both. The fact that a lot of people during Christmas are lonely, they're left out, they're unhappy, depressed, and that leads them to, because of the food intake, there's so much food out there and drinks available, and people stay a long time at parties, so they continue to drink, and they have trouble going home. And these are so many problems to that. There's robberies going on. But let's talk about two things. One is I noticed that during Christmas, Dr. Sarah, that people overeat and they party and they keep over. I should say also overdrink. That's the one I want to get into now. The drinking, even some drugs, but drinking over. And they're lonely, unhappy, and depressed. Could you talk about that, please?
It's such, and, you know, when I was in med school in India, I knew what it was like to have my family be far away and not have family. It's one of those things to understand that so many of us struggled with being alone. And at some point, everyone, I think, has a little bit of that experience. And so if you're listening and you feel very much alone over the holiday season, one of the ways that winds up being a great coping mechanism is to eat or to go out. A lot of times, a lot of people have lost their loved ones, and the holiday season becomes a reminder of them. And just like you said, Bobby, not to be anti-anything, those times that if in the past you've had the holiday blues or you've had the holiday show up in a way that has caused you to overdrink or overeat, to begin now to plan for how to get involved in something that you love to do that will counteract those previous ways of being. One of many, many cities have hotlines for and community gatherings. And in Los Angeles, and I know, Bobby, you go to it, the vegan park,
right?
The Thanksgiving that's at the park. Many cities have this now where we can go to a gathering hosted by a city or by a group. One of the most resourceful places to go online is a place called Meetup, and to put your zip code in and see what kind of meetups are occurring around you for you to meet people that might have the same hobbies or values as you have. And then to plan for it a little bit beforehand. You know you're going to miss that person that you've been missing. And so put around you something that brings you joy so that when you think of this person, rather than reaching for food, you have maybe a CD with your favorite song on it or that will bring you joy, or you put in place and you write yourself a little note that says, we're going to get through this, and we'll connect that you're not alone, that the person that's looking at you in the mirror has got you. You've still got yourself during the holiday season, and to really trust that if you're here, there's a great reason for you to be here. And also to recognize that certain foods will bring you to a higher, elevated natural high. One
right.
of the, I love Hyla Kast. She's a beautiful doctor. And Hyla Kast wrote a book called Natural Highs. And if you wind up finding stuff that really brings you around the natural highs, that will wind up being something that you don't have to worry about. Some of the things that bring natural highs that we can eat out in the world is the earth sort of flavored foods, the honeys, the apples, cherries, the late summer fruits, banana, corn, carrots, and only organic non-GMO corn, but sesame oil, yams, some of the millets, they tend to bring natural highs. Some of the foods like onions and chives and coriander, radishes, some of the foods that these can also wind up being able to raise your mood. Cayenne, clove, pepper, all of those will work. Even some of the salty foods, the seaweed and the kelp, can be natural mood enhancers. And being of Asian descent, and I love mango. I love the sort of the energy that mango brings. Anytime that I'm feeling and processing emotionally, and music didn't do it for me, talking to myself kindly in the mirror didn't do it for me, going for a walk, then I'll reach for mango. Like a really beautiful ripe mango can usually give me the high. And so I keep those things around so that I don't, I have sort of, I'm prepared for whatever emotional things come by.
Dr. Sarah, I agree 100%. From certain foods, certain vitamins, actually, supplements and herbs, they can make you feel, like you said in Dr. Hilda's class, a natural high. I want to change the subject just a little. Now, you did bring up the vegan picnics. I want to a little touch on that. By the way, I am Bobby Elias speaking to Dr. Sarah Larson. She is a spiritual counselor, lots of spiritual groups that she's involved with this radio show various times. Dr. Sarah, you mentioned the vegan picnic parties. I want to touch on that. Yes, it's a huge one. It's growing every year. This is the 21st year of they call it the Vegan Thanksgiving Picnic Potluck or Potluck Picnic. And 200 people showed up last year at a big park in West Los Angeles. And I'm saying this because I want some of you out there in smaller areas, even if you have two or three friends, get together with them. Even, be sure you have your family, but get together with a few vegan friends, even for a small meal or a snack for part of the day. That's what we're doing on Thanksgiving Day. We're going to do that at this big park, and everybody brings something to the table. We have a big spiritual ceremony for about 20 minutes or more, and then we go to the feast. Everybody takes their own utensils and plates, so they have some there. And there's one table could be for vegan food, another table for vegetables, another one for raw foods, another one for fruits, another one for liquids and drinks, and beans, different tables for different things. There's about 10 tables there. It's wonderful. But if you're in a smaller area, which many of you are, our listeners, get together with a few friends. Try to organize a meeting. If it's a medium-sized area where you have at least, you can invite four or five leaders or people that are very health conscious, and then invite the rest of the people that want to learn about that, and then talk about it. But then have some healthy food there and healthy ideas there to share, to teach, to learn. This is so important. So also, I want to talk to you, Dr. Scherer, about the solution. So my solutions are to, and I have something I want to talk about on the foods, but I'd like to have you talk about, finish up as we're finishing the show here. And we're not finished totally, but we're getting close to the finished time of the show. Just some ideas and solutions for, and suggestions for people to be aware of for the holidays.
You know, I think that if you get subtle signals, I want to address how easy it can be to organize. Just that the vegan potluck that you've been going to for about 20 years, it's so beautiful. It's so easy to organize it. Craigslist is a place that you can place things, Meetup, look for, and just to do a search for gatherings. And if there isn't one, getting together with the neighbors so you don't even have to drive. And it can wind up being so easy. So the first time is usually the hardest, and every year it gets a little bit easier. Then the other question, the other part that you mentioned, is how do we pay close attention to ourselves so that we get the subtle indications that you might need to detoxify? Nothing really major shifts throughout the year. It's just, you know, it's really subtle energy from year to year that's happening. It's another day, it's a weekend, it's another. So let your body be the indicator of what you need to do, rather than listen for the signals. And these are subtle indications. If you've got a great deal of fatigue, if you've got headaches, if you've got a joint ache or rashes, when you're feeling around and something feels swollen, like one of your glands are swollen, or you have difficulty concentrating, this is a subtle indication that you need to detoxify.
Dr. Scherer, let me know. Sorry to interrupt you. My phone may go out. If it does, because you are quite often a co-host here, finish the show. When the engineer puts on the music, you've got 30 seconds to say goodbye and finish up, just in case I get lost because I'm having an issue with my phone.
I'm so happy to do that. It's Bobby Elias. Before you go out, how do people reach you if they're wanting? Because I know you're quite a coach as well.
Thank you for saying that. I will give my phone number and my email address. Bobby Elias, E-L-I-A-S, 7, 1-digit, 7, at yahoo.com is the email address. My name. My phone number, 323-770-1925. And you can go to the archives to hear previous shows. You can go on the prn.fm and look up the show, Let's Create a Better World. You see information about our show, and that's what we can do. I'm not through yet. I'm still on. But if I suddenly leave
in case we go, Bobby, that everyone's got your number to be able to reach out to you. And I think it's such a beautiful job that you're doing, and what a gift to give everyone, a long-term gift to give them, creating a better world and creating better health and longevity. So thank you for giving that gift to everyone that gets to listen to you and on this show and previous shows. And for those listening, just to wrap up some of those subtle indicators that you might need to detoxify. I tend to be very, very even keel, but if I start getting irritable, I know that I need to detoxify at some level. And restless or irritability are usually my subtle indicators. And there are chemicals in our air. There's chemicals in our water and in our food. And there's thousands of consumer products that have chemicals from day to day in them. And if they wind up, if you notice any of those subtle indications, it's a great time to take up a few things that detoxify you. Your largest organ is your skin, the largest organ on your body. And if you dry brush, many in Japan many in Europe take a brush, like first starting with a rough surface, like a rough...
Terry, you there?
Washcloth, yes. Starting with a rough washcloth to detoxify, that winds up being, and then moving on to a brush, your skin can become your partner in helping you detoxify from all of the air, water, food, and consumer products that have chemicals in them. Then getting great water, having really healthy water winds up being a great way to detoxify. And using a lot of the nutrition. Skip a meal if you're not diabetic, if you don't have dietary restrictions. Substitute one of your normal meals with a completely raw meal that will help up break up mucoid plaque, will bring in enzymes to help break down compounds that are in your body. And add in some B vitamins. B vitamins help any kind of stress, especially true during detoxification. Extra vitamins, and you can get the whole vitamins. I love getting them from foods and from herbs, mostly, and fiber that's a part of plant that's not digested or broken down during normal digestion can wind up cleaning and brushing the internal spaces. And so getting really great plant-based fiber that can wind up detoxifying your body. There are great ones out on the market. I have some listed, again, my Facebook, Dr. Sarah Larson, on Facebook. I've got a lot of different things listed that can help you. I've got a great website that can also help you in doing cleanses and in utilizing your skin and utilizing the different pathways that your body has designed to help you detoxify. And so my website is drsarahlarson.com. That's D-R-S-A-R-A-H Larson, L-A-R-S-E-N. And I'm so glad to answer any questions or to help in any way. And I can best be reached through my assistant, 310-779-6209. 310-779-6209. One of the things that we do in India is oil pulling, that you take sesame oil or coconut oil, you put that in your mouth, and you move that between your teeth, much like you're swishing water between your teeth. If you do this every morning on an empty stomach, the oil moves slowly, rinsing and swishing your mouth. It draws out toxins. It draws out bacteria and viruses, first in your teeth, but it goes through your entire organism, entire digestive tract, entire intestinal tract, if you do it for anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes. So that's offered on my website. I love to be able to help you in your journey of wellness in creating a better life and a better world. And we're so grateful that you were able to join us today on this show. Bobby Ovias is your host. This is your co-host, Dr. Sarah Larson. And we will be able to connect with you and answer questions and comments on the Facebook page, Dr. Sarah Larson. Bobby Ovias can be reached. All of his contact information is on the show as well as in previous shows. We are so happy to do this for you. We believe that you are one of the most important resources that you have, and you can detoxify, you can remain healthy, and you can be strong to be useful for yourself and your are very able to answer the call in the way in which life is asking you to serve. And so please reach out to us. We're here for you, and we will be back next week with an equally brilliant show to help you navigate all the perils of the holiday season. Until we see you next time, we are just wishing you the happiest of holiday seasons. May your Thanksgiving have been or is full of love and gratitude. May you realize that you are here for a very, very specific reason. No one else can do what you're here to do. And what makes you you is buried, available for you in your heart, and paying attention to your heart brings those strengths and those core beliefs and that unconditioned, happy way of being into the world. And that's what we want for you this holiday season.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Sarah Larson. You were great. All your closing thoughts, everything you said is just priceless. And I'm so happy that you work with me. And I want to come talk to you about some of the Thursday meetings you have in your future and how we can help make this a great radio show. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to close some closing thoughts and talk about the next few weeks. Thank you again. You're wonderful.
You're welcome, Bobby. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Here we go. Only got a minute or two. I want to thank everybody and then tell you about what I want to talk about next week. First of all, thanks to Jason, our Progression Radio Network director in New York City, our engineer today also. And I want to thank Jimmy D, the Los Angeles producer of our show, and our associate producer, Stuart Hassel, doing a great, great job. Lots of work here. And on you, the listeners, for calling in and continue to stay with us. Next week, or the next few weeks, we'll be talking about what the facts are on foods. There are so many things that you need to know about the type of foods you eat. Medical studies report that people that stay away from some of the meats are healthier, have less disease, and need less doctor visits, less medication, and they definitely live a lot longer. And we're going to get into why what's wrong with pork, meat, chicken. There's a lot of things I've got some statistics, information that's invaluable. Fish also. We'll talk about healthy alternatives. We'll talk about the holidays some more. And remember, the show is Let's Create a Better World.
By the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in the winter wonderland. Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chilling weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping. Together, 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 sleigh bells ring.